Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson. I'm responding to the question posed by Michael Fear regarding contract or no contract. I have an iPhone 4S. I purchased it in February of 2011, so my two-year contract's going to end this coming February. And I will probably be getting the new iPhone 5S at that time. And I will probably get it again on contract. And why is that? Well, the difference in price, I don't know what the pricing on the 5S is going to be, but I paid approximately $200 for the 4S under contract. AT&T, who is my service carrier, purchased that phone from Apple for $650, is what they told me anyhow. And so the difference is $450. AT&T is not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They are adding that $450 and amortizing it over the period of the two-year contract. So you can figure that about $20 per month of what you're paying for your service is going to AT&T to pay back that for that phone. Now, when your contract expires, at least this has been my experience in the past, AT&T does not lower my bill by $20 a month. It continues to stay at the same level. So I'm paying for a new phone whether I get one or not, so I might as well get one. And you can sell your old phone. Like in February when I go to renew my, get a new phone, I could sell my 4S for more than $200 that I'm going to pay for the new phone. So it's like getting a new phone for free, really. I've never actually asked AT&T if I, change or do not get a contract, if they'll provide me with the same level of service at a reduced price. I suppose there's a possibility there. But I'm in a family plan. Yeah, there's four of us in the family plan, and each one of us has a different contract renewal date. So that also complicates things, because if I get out of the contract, I'm leaving the other three members of my family plan on their own, so to speak. So they're going to have to share a larger portion of the bill. Or whatever, so it's kind of a catch-22. Anyways, that's my thoughts on the issue. What I would like an unlocked phone for, and I'm going to ask AT&T once my contract is finalized, if they will unlock my 4S when I get a new phone, so that I can keep the 4S for when I travel abroad. Because it would be nice to be able to, just purchase a prepaid SIM when I'm traveling in a foreign country and not have to pay the exorbitant roaming fees that AT&T charges when I'm overseas. Okay, that's my two cents. Thanks. Bye-bye.